Reach the eye.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, hello and welcome back to PDGA Radio as we return from the week off due to the launch of the new version of PDGA.com. Coming your way on this week's edition will be a quick summary of some results from last weekend, along with what's going on with the new PDGA site. We'll also tell you about the year-end Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award, and we'll also have your disc golf news and a look ahead at the upcoming tournament action. It's right here on PDGA Radio, thanks to our sponsors, including Discraft, the PDGA, the International Disc Golf Center, and Innova.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first-run driver, and you love it, and then you lose it, but you go to replace it, and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Well, of course, as many of you probably noticed over the past week or so, PDGA.com was getting and is still in the process of getting a complete overhaul to help make it an even better resource for everything related to disc golf. As it is still an ongoing process, I only have a few results from tournaments last weekend to pass along. First, from an A-tier called the Budweiser Select Corpus Christi Open. It's down in Texas, and there Avery Jenkins beats out Eric McCabe and Devin Owens for the title. Liz Lopez wins for the Pro Women. And in Minnesota at the Blue Ribbon Pines Open, it's a C-tier. Buzz Santoff wins over Kayla Visca by 3. Results from the rest of the tournaments should be available within the next week or so, as every day the PDGA staff is hard at work getting PDGA.com back to its full enhanced functionality. Brian Graham, the executive director of the PDGA, wrote this when the new site first launched, saying that it's been a long process, and he would like to extend the thanks to the many volunteers who are spending their free time and dedication in getting the site to the launching point. It's been a long and rocky road, but what you currently see is not what you get. They're moving their data from the old website to the new site and new servers. Still much to accomplish as they continue to migrate data and features to the new site on a priority basis, and then they'll get to work adding the cool new features. It's the beginning of a long but exciting journey, and he wants everyone to join him, and they respectfully request your patience as they may have to work out a few bugs that pop up from time to time. You can send your constructive advice and tips on how to make PDGA.com the best site in the world to the PDGA office. PDGA.com is the number one website for disc golf with over 300,000 visitors per month. So make sure to keep checking out the new PDGA.com as it's sure to get better each and every day. And also look for enhancements to the PDGA radio page, including coming up in the very near future, possible live coverage of the top disc golf events in the world and an expanded broadcast schedule to include a live talk show type format. It's all coming to PDGA Radio in 2009. Thanks to your support and the support of our fine sponsors. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. Well, congratulations going out this month to Mr. Stan McDaniel of Charlotte, North Carolina. the 2008 winner of the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award, which celebrated not only disc golf, but the countless PDGA members who keep the sport going and growing. The mission of the program is to celebrate the spirit of disc golf, which is a spirit of community, friendship, environmental stewardship, personal independence, and recreation. Not designed to celebrate those that shoot the lower scores, but those that give to the sport and best capture the spirit of disc golf. By recognizing the people who do so much for disc golf and the PDGA, the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Awards program has provided long overdue recognition for those in our disc golf community whose dedication has long warranted it. The monthly Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award winners in 2008 were John Minicucci, Stan McDaniel, Mike Norris, Larry Cruz, Ernie Small, Doug Opiella, Paul Jay, Chris Mayone, Sam Nicholson, and Bear the Disc Diving Wonder Dog. The monthly winners were presented with a frameable certificate, a check or PDGA store prize voucher for $100, and their names and nominations were listed on the Microtel page at PDGA.com. And then at the United States Disc Golf Championships in early October, Stan McDaniel was selected from the distinguished group and named the Microtel Disc Golfer of the Year winner. He was presented with a check for $1,000 and a plaque to honor his dedication to the sport. Stan was nominated by Andrew Swistak, who wrote the following. Thanks in large part to tireless efforts of local Hall of Famer Stan McDaniel, Charlotte, North Carolina has become a true mecca for disc golf. In particular, his course designs at Hornet's Nest and Renaissance Parks define the local scene, along with his work in designing numerous other courses in the area. The blood, sweat, and tears shed at Renaissance alone in initially designing and installing the course could define a lifetime of disc golf service for most, not to mention the countless hours since with upkeep. Stan has also been a major resource for cultivating young, up-and-coming disc golfers. He has also helped mold their game in the same skilled, almost artistic manner as he designs his courses. Calling Stan McDaniel a disc golfer of distinction only seems to start to recognize a man who has dedicated his life to the sport. On behalf of the PDGA and Microtel Ians and Suites, congratulations to Stan McDaniel on his selection as the 2008 Microtel Disc Golfer of the Year. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. The PDGA is currently holding a contest accepting logo designs for the 2009 Ace and Birdie Clubs. The deadline, though, is this Friday, October 24th, so hurry and check out the new PDGA.com for all the details. The PDGA is also currently looking for people to help keep the new PDGA site updated with fresh content on an ongoing, regular basis. Brian Graham, Executive Director of the PDGA, is looking for volunteers to join the PDGA Media Group. So if you're good with photographs, videos, news articles, or have any other ideas, email Brian Graham at the PDGA office. His address is bgraham@pdga.com. And while online, don't forget to check out the PDGA store, either through pdga.com or pdgastore.com. And then you can join the PDGA, renew your membership, or order the 2008 DVD of the World Championships from Michigan.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
Well, welcome back to PDGA Radio as we begin to wrap things up for this week's program. But first, let's go ahead and check the schedule for disc golf events going on this upcoming weekend of October 25th and 26th. Of the 30 or so events on the schedule, there are two A-tiers, the Oklahoma Open in Tulsa and the Brandywine Battle Jammer in Pennsylvania. Also scheduled are the Australian Championships in Sydney, Australia, the Joliet Pro Championships in Illinois, the AT&T Bluegrass Series is in Bowling Green, Kentucky this weekend, the Russian Championships continue this weekend in Helsinki, the Orlando Open is in Florida, the Northern Waters Series Finals are in Michigan, and it will be 100 holes of hell for the Tex Elliott Memorial in Dripping Springs, Texas. Check back next week for results from those tournaments and more, along with the rest of your disc golf news and information, right here from PDGA Radio and PDGARadio.com. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.